3 years ago, Brad Beckman used to coordinate popular bus and car trips to Thunder Bay, Ontario, for seniors wanting to buy medicine for pennies on the dollar. He did that as director of the Aging Resource Center of Douglas County in Superior. Travelers were saving anywhere from $200 to $1,800 a month on the Canada trips. They lasted until they were stopped at the border. Beckman says the House vote to change the law is good news.
It evens the playing field. I'm excited for that, that we have the opportunity now to have people get their prescription drugs at a lower cost, and they are the same drug.
But opponents contend seniors won't always get the same drug. They say the U.S. could be flooded with counterfeit or expired drugs that could be useless or even dangerous. Beckman admits they have a point.
I worry that, you know, seniors will be taken advantage of. And that's what we continually to always strive to make sure your doctor is involved with your care. And I think that's still quite important.
The bill still needs an okay from the Senate. It also needs approval from President Bush, who has called the bill dangerous. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.